Now, when we come to Psalm 70, this is a psalm of David, and it's a brief little lovely thing, and actually you'll find it in the last part, the last five verses of Psalm 40. And one of the critics says a fragment accidentally here inserted. Well, I'll agree with the critic if you'll take out the word accidentally. And it's called a psalm of remembrance. Why is it put here again? Because my memory's not very good, and God knew that. Now, maybe yours is a good memory. So God repeated it. He said, by the time you get here, McGee, you'll have forgotten all about Psalm 45. But here's some things to remember. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. I like that. And then verse 5, but I'm poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help, my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarry. And he just wants me to know he's my helper. He wants me to know that he's for the poor and needy, and I come in that class, and that he's going to be my deliverer and my helper, and he's that today. Now you have Psalm 71 here. That's an elegy. It's a prayer. It's called a prayer for old age because two verses here speak of that. Verse 9, cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. And this, by the way, is a good psalm for us senior citizens. I have found that this psalm means a little bit more to me today than it did 20 years ago. Verse 18 again. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have shown thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Now let me say this to senior citizens right now. Friends, don't go into the corner and sit in a rocking chair. God hasn't forsaken you, and right down to your dying days kept you here for a purpose. And I'm praying God. I said, Lord, don't let me sit down in a rocking chair permanently, but be sure and give me a rocking chair. I love to sit in one. Many of my friends, where I go, there's certain homes I visit, actually across this country, in certain conferences, they have a chair there. It's a rocking chair with my name on it, and I appreciate that, by the way. They always drag out the rocking chair. Well, I love a rocking chair, but I don't want to stay there all the time. I want to be active right on through, and that's the thing I've asked God to let me do. This is a wonderful psalm. Now we come to what is called a psalm for Solomon, and I like the way the New Scofield Bible has put it like that. The critic has said Solomon wrote this psalm. I don't think that Solomon wrote the psalm at all, although it may sound like him, but after all, he's the son of David, and this is David's psalm. Somebody says, how do you know? It concludes with verse 20. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Now, this is a psalm that concludes this second section, which is the Exodus section. And in the conclusion of the Exodus section, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And this is a psalm when the God of righteousness, and as you go through this, you'll notice how many times righteousness at the beginning. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness. He shall judge thy people with righteousness and justice. And that is the plank and the platform that no candidate has ever had, as far as I can tell. But the Lord Jesus has that in his platform. He's going to reign someday. And when he does, David says, my prayers are all ended. I'm through praying. It's all been realized. David also said, back in 2 Samuel, you remember, he says, this is my salvation. When? God will put my son on the throne down here. Now, that's what this psalm is all about.